All right, guys, welcome back to the Grind Scheme of Things. This is Boo Madu with the Productive Soul Conversation to be Had. So you're listening to this perhaps because you are going back to school. Maybe you're a student, grad student, or undergrad or grad student, even PhD candidate. And, you know, you're still in the rat race, but the pre-rat race of going back to school and figuring things out and identifying what you want to do with your life or what your contributions to humanity is going to be. Or maybe you're just looking to get a certification or get recertified after you let your certificate expire, right? If that's you, there's a challenge that you're facing. And that challenge is trying to keep your life together while you have to invest so much of your time and your attention into your studies and academics. So this episode is for you if you are struggling with trying to sort through that balance and work things out and having life work. So if that's you, listen on. I'll listen out for you on this episode of The Productive Soul. All right, guys, so let's have this conversation about going back to school or getting certified or recertified. Oh, man, I wish I had the numbers in front of me, but there are millions, if not billions of dollars being spent, of course, for education in this country. And for those who are professionals and looking for professional certifications in different industries, whether it's cybersecurity or, you know, cloud computing, money is being spent to get to these, let's just say, career lanes. And so during this time of year, at the time of the recording of this, it's a time when people, at least for the kids and for the college students, they're all queued up to going back to school, right? And as they're going back to school, there's all kinds of things that they're excited about. If you're a freshman, oh my gosh. You know, the nerves and what's class going to be like. And, you know, am I going to stay focused? If you're a sophomore, you've kind of had your first year and you're like, okay, cool. I think I got this. If you're a third year, that's usually kind of like a limbo year. You're like, okay, I got a couple years under my belt. Got one more year and then final year and then it's over, right? So that's what it looks like. And if you're in high school, same scenario. You got your version of nerves and anxiety and concerns and worries and what year is it that you're going to be, depending on what year it is, you're going to be taking your SATs or pre-SATs and what are those other courses, AP courses. I mean, there's definitely a layer and a spread of stress to go around, okay? And so it's very anxiety causing to look into that future of academics and recognize how it's tied to your success with it is tied to your career. I'll give you a scenario for me. When I was in high school, I remember just having this feeling of just, I don't know if it was worry or dread or disappointment that I was supposed to, you know, do well enough on my SATs. And if I didn't do well enough on my SATs, some way, somehow that was going to, you know, ruin my chances of getting into a good college. And if that ruined my chances of getting into a good college, then that good college, you know, denial would then lead me to a bad college or a so-so college. And if I left a so-so college, I envisioned that then I would get a so-so kind of job. And if I got a so-so kind of job, that means I'd make kind of so-so kind of money, that which meant that if I got married and had a family, then I'd be able to support them with just so-so money. And then I'd be teaching them and my kids and repeating the cycle of how to be a so-so in life. I really kind of felt that coming out of high school or coming through high school. And it was just disappointing. It was heartbreaking. And although I'm articulating it this way, I think for you, you might have your version of the same thing when you start to connect the dots, right? What's riding on the certification that you're trying to get? What's riding on the recertification? What's riding on going back to school if you're going back to school? What's really at stake
because you know you want to do better, you don't want to contribute to the family, and everything is riding on this. Maybe you're taking out a loan, you're taking out money, or you're borrowing money from people to do the certification, and you're promising you're going to pay them back because the certification is supposed to, you know, add a comma, a comma or two to your income, right? And everything is just in the balance. And it all hangs on whether or not you pass that certification exam or not, or whether you need to take it twice or three times. Everybody's got some kind of pressure, some kind of predicament that they're trying to work through. So in this conversation, I just wanted to share with you guys why it's so important and why it's so critical to really have your planning system, right, in place to support you through this. And if you don't have that in place, how you're just basically allowing yourself to cultivate a stressful environment where you are always going to be reactive. And so I want to walk you through certain features. Again, I'm talking about getting in between sheets here of the 25 blueprint that will help you navigate your time and your attention as you go back to school and as you get your certification. So where do we begin? So if you have a 24-hour blueprint, you want to go to the section for the monthly calendars. The monthly calendars, so the first thing I want you to think about is, since your mind is thinking anywhere from 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts a day, our goal is to minimize all that disruption, all that distraction, all that energy that's being spent misthinking and misappropriating your bodily functions, trying to manage the distress and the stress. And so the first thing we want to do is start to capture. First thing we want to do is just try to capture what we're doing in calendar form. So if you go to the monthly calendar section, that is an entire year of months, right? January all the way to December. So when we look at that, we say to ourselves, okay, where are the key points, the key locations where stress is going to be the highest? I know this sounds kind of like, huh? What? Yep. Go to key points where the stress is going to be the highest and when the breaks are. So for example, if you are in the traditional sort of, you know, I don't know what, two semesters, even if it's a trimester situation, you want to look, what are the exam dates? What are the final dates? When are the holiday breaks? The minute you get a syllabus, you want to put in all the dates in the calendar. Put them all in there. Finals, when certain papers are due, last day of classes, all of those dates, you want them to all be in your calendar. Okay? So put it all in February, January, March. Put it all in there. Like, let no date not be accounted for on that, in that section. If you're a Google Calendar user, digital, any other form of a Google Calendar or a digital calendar, you just want to do the same. Okay? But this exercise of writing things down gives you sort of like a physical experience of how far apart things are, and it can instruct you almost in a biological way with understanding how the flow of the semester is going to go. Okay? And then you can take those dates and put them in your digital calendar. So once you do that for the year, you then want to take into consideration, you know, the key points as far as like when you want to start studying for, whether it's those finals or when you want to start writing or preparing writing for that paper. Like, you just want to start looking at the rhythm of what needs to get done by when, based on those highlighted key points that you've just mentioned. Okay. So that said, I'm going to end here with that particular feature in that particular practice, because that practice just by itself, if you do it, will bring you so much peace just by having a place where when you open the page or if you're the digital person, when you flip through to a particular calendar, all the things are there that you need to see in order for you to prepare either for the week or for the next 2 weeks or whatever it is that's coming, so that you can win. But part of the battle is first taking the mental anxiety out of you mentally and putting it onto this paper form. And from that, you can then begin to coordinate and orchestrate your life activities. This includes whether it's time with family, time to travel, or whatever it is that you need to do. You are never sucker punched by looking at your calendar and being like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I got a finals next week. Sorry, I got to cancel plans, right? You don't want to be that person. Okay. So it's very, very important for you to apply this particular method or approach to executing during this stressful time. Okay. So that being said, that is it for now. I would love to go further and go deeper. This is what some of the online training courses are about. And for those of you who, you know, subscribe to some online coaching, we get a little bit deeper into how to really orchestrate and set up the days so that you are making the most of them. But this particular macro approach can be very, very, very important when it comes to using the 24-hour blueprint planner. In other episodes and podcasts and content, I've talked about another system, which is the wall of intentions, which is a little bit more about life, and it includes the academic part. And so you are welcome to help yourself to that content as well. You can look up wall of intentions in my content, whether it's on the Facebook, I'm sorry, on the YouTube channel or on the Facebook page, it's on there. And you can leverage that particular approach as well with this. But if you're a planner user, this is the way to go. All right. This will make your life so much easier. All right. So what I'm wishing for you as you go into the semester is peace and grace and ease. Repeat after me. Peace and grace and ease. That's what this has got to be about. I want to close out with a quick story. And why this is just kind of timely for me as well. So I recently decided that I wanted to study a particular subject and also get certified in it. That subject happens to also be related to programming and coding at a very, very advanced level for making the 25 Blueprint system a lifestyle, like a automated integrated lifestyle experience. And I, you know, registered for the course, paid the money for it, and thought, okay, you know what, sometime in the summer, I'm going to just buckle down for a whole month and I'm just going to get this knocked out. Boy, was I wrong. I got it. You know, I logged into the course, saw the e-learning, I saw the PDFs, and I discovered that, man, these PDFs, there's 3 volumes of them, all adding up to over 1,200 pages. There are about 13 modules. Each module is probably, it feels like a semester long module, something that you could probably, you know, study for a number of weeks and months and still not get it all figured out in your mind. And I found myself just feeling like, damn, what did I get myself into? How am I going to get this done in a month? And that's when it clicked, like, you know what? Maybe it's not going to get done in a month. And not to mention, guys, programming wise, the course requires, just one of the courses required that I download about 13 programming languages and packages. When I read that list, I thought to myself, okay, I'm officially out of my comfort zone. And I had that, man, maybe I don't need to do this. Maybe I just need to go do something else, focus on something else. But then there's that part of me that's asking the question, like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You signed up for this. You wanted this. Why did you want this? And I had to examine my motive and rationale and what the intentions were. And I surrendered to the fact that, you know, it's going to take me perhaps longer than I planned or wanted. And if I'm going to execute on it, I first have to just actually explore this content in a way that allows me to understand how I'm going to weave it into my life and my life and my lifestyle. Because I have plenty of other plates that are spinning that I need to manage alongside with this. And I know that this was going to be a major investment of time and energy. And so I surrendered to the fact that, okay, I need to use the same system that I'm telling you about to apply it to myself and coordinate it working. And so I'm not just preaching from some ivory tower telling you to use this approach for your own, you know, situation. I'm also implementing and coordinating it for myself. So you're not alone. We're in this together, and I want us to win together. And with that, I invite you to follow the instructions in the last little segment of this so that we can really get you where you want to be with grace and ease. Okay? All right, guys, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. And listen out for some instructions on what you need to do to make sure you get yourself a playbook and a planner so that you can finish up what you need to finish up with grace and ease. All right, guys, thanks. All right, so thanks for listening to this episode of The Productive Soul. And of course, on this great podcast known as The Grind Scheme of Things. So now you know what your situation needs to be or how you can architect your situation, your life or your lifestyle so that this time in your life that can be so filled with anxiety and worry and concern, how it can be managed better and how you can have your environment support you in achieving whatever the outcome is. And naturally, I have to say to you, if you are in need of the tools and a system and a way to get your mind right and together and just have things orchestrated appropriately, help yourself to an available edition of the 24-hour blueprint. So the 24-hour blueprint, as you heard me talk about, is a planner and planning system that allows you to clear your mind and clear your thoughts so that you can be present to executing on the things you need to execute on in order for you to feel like a productive soul, that you're moving in the right direction. So if you need and or want that experience, as the chime goes, you want to help yourself to that. So head over to the description section and get one. And naturally, of course, if you have questions, I'm available on the different platforms that you'll see using the link in the description section. And we can have conversations about how to leverage it, make the most of it, and have you be an incredible task kicker. All right, we'll talk to you soon.